Now, I know it's early doors in series five.
Five.
Should never have that many series of anything.
Should never.
Has anything ever become better at series five than it was at series one?
No.
No.
It's always the cursed series, yeah. Isn't it, five? Everything
Brace
starts
yourself,
going downhill.
Dear listeners.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, bloody work, but we're going to get through it.
Yeah. It's the series where they had that whole storyline with Tony Soprano falling in love with that poodle, and then he had that on-off affair. There was this on-off affair where he was in love with this poodle, then the poodle betrayed him.
The jet-skiing poodle.
The jet-skiing poodle. Yeah.
And this wasn't even the Sopranos, this was series five of Casualty. That's why it was so
Yeah. Well, people don't know that the Sopranos was a spin-off, do they?
No.
Yeah, in Casualty, that's when he was prescribed the therapy that we see him having in the Sopranos.
Yeah, so it's he started from Casualty, didn't he? He was a small...
Well, he'd hoofed a combine harvester that had a bit of flint sticking in the blades. And,
That's right. As happens every week.
Sliced off his little toe.
Yeah.
That wasn't the real problem.
And he was from Norwich, wasn't he? He was just a schoolboy from Norwich.
Just from a normal Norwich crime family.
For listeners outside of the UK, Casualty is, I would say, our version of ER.
Oh, God.
But ER had sort of Clooney in it, whereas Casualty was much less glamorous.
If they'd had the budget stripped by a factor of 99% and about a fifth of the amount of time to make any given episode or scene.
Yeah.
With respect. Yeah.
Also, I don't know if ER had the same thing where it always starts out with something and you're just waiting for the accident to happen.
Was good that I used to love Casualty.
That's true, actually. That was a good part. ER, they come in all mashed up on the whole, don't they? Casualty, you can see it all. You can see the wonky bolt on the scaffolding rattling away.
Yeah.
As he's clambering up, saying it'll probably be fine when he's in a rush because he's got to pick up his daughter from saxophone lessons.
No.
She'd rather you were late.
And now you're going to be late forever.
In the sense of dead. I was going to kick off, I thought it'd be quite good to kick off the series with, you know, like a big event, something massive.
Okay.
So anyway, I thought maybe we'd do a Pompidou to start with. And now it's time for Pompidou section. Pompidou. Which is an unboxing. A podcast unboxing. I feel like that's probably never been done, has it?
You've been made into a figurine for the first time.
And I'm currently in the box. I'm going to fight my way out of it, which will devalue me slightly, though. So it's a mixed bag. I've got myself some new headphones.
Oh, look at those, Henry.
So I thought if I was to debox these, it would be a bit of an audio first. And also, live, in a sense, the podcast listener will be able to hear as I transfer from one sound quality to another.
Well, because they will have to put on their headphones.
I know. Would I need?
You'd need to change your microphone for that to happen, wouldn't you?
Well, so there won't be any change to them.
Well, that's why what Ben and I do is we speak into our microphones and we listen using our earphones, which we've been encouraging you to try for a long time now.
But there's no reason why you can't do it the other way around. They're both essentially it's the same technology, isn't it? Just pointing at a different bit of your head. It's just letting sound waves go hither and thither. That's all it is. It's just a corridor for sound. Can't say a corridor goes left or right. It goes both, doesn't it? According to which way you're using it.
Well, sometimes they go forwards and backwards.
Well, that's a water slide. I think. Don't think you can have that on a corridor. So anyway. I was hoping there'd be a bit of... So it does not affect anything except me, these headphones.
Well, when you bought your last headphones, which were the wrong kind of headphones,
we
could then hear ourselves spilling out of your headphones into your microphone.
You can adversely affect other people with your headphones, I think.
Okay, so they're one of things you only notice when they're not there, a bit like security guard and a chemist. In that they're there because you hope you'll never need them, sort of
or
thing.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. When they're not there, the lip salves start disappearing. And then not being accounted for in the till. What's going on? I've got no peach left.
you've had to bring out some of your weirder flavours from the stockroom, like
funky mango,
cinnamon,
chicken tikka masala,
and the sausages of the world.
The world on one lip. Left to right.
Okay, so I committed an act of hubris, right? Mm. Which Ben has been through, looking at me askance occasionally, has been making me suffer for. Mm.
I've been quite quiet, but I just want to say, yeah, I could have made a real meal out of that.
Yeah.
Couldn't I?
Basically, you could have done. But Ben is the technical advisor of the group. He's the one that you ask if you need a new hard drive, if you need...
How's your new hard drive going?
New. Bloody brilliant.
There you go.
Here it is. And so versatile.
You use it as a coaster on a wonky table.
Coaster.
You could throw it in an assailant.
You could use it as a sort of a credit card size and shape reference point.
If you're drawing one, for example.
If you were drawing one. If you needed to trace one, but you didn't want to use your actual ones, or you'd lost them.
Anyway, I think what you were saying was, basically, Henry asked me he said, which headphones should I buy? I said, get these ones. He bought some other ones because of the recommendation of
I got man talk- he- I met a sweet-talking sound engineer in a Soho basement who absolutely poured sweet, sweet honey.
I saw you coming
all over my face and head.
And if you went back to that studio basement in Soho, it wouldn't be there because it was like a sort of Brigadoon. He appeared to tempt you and then disappeared back into the wisps.
Yeah. And in fact, that entire voiceover I did was fictional.
Yeah.
Because I have yet to see spicy chicken cubes on sale in any garage. And I believe they are an entirely fake product.
Coming to a garage near you now.
Stackable.
Juggable. Bathable. Breathable.
Build yourself a scale replica of the walls of Jericho with spicy chicken cubes.
You don't need to roll the dice when you eat chicken snacks next time, because you can literally roll chicken cubes, but there's no gambling element because they're always spicy every time. That was the copy. Now I come to think of it, that copy doesn't sound like it was written by a legitimate ad man or woman, does it? That sounds like the kind of shonky copy that some sort of criminal might come up with.
Some sort of headphone salesman might come up with.
It's part of a headphone scam.
Anyway, so you bought some headphones. They turned out not to be ideal.
They were the classic scam headphones in that the packaging was great.
And empty.
Completely transparent and empty. But no, the headphones themselves were... They had that superficial luxury element. They had very, very soft earpieces. Mm-hmm. When I put them on, it felt like both of my ears were getting into a luxury car.
They use the lining of the inside of a koala.
Yeah.
The bit where you normally put a hot water bottle.
Yeah.
But like getting into a luxury car, getting in was lovely. And I sure as hell turned a few heads. But once I was in it, I was like, I feel like I'm having to sit too low to operate. Why am I so near the ground? The clutch is a fucking nightmare. I can't get into gear. I'm in reverse.
Why? State of anxiety in case I scratch it.
No, but they had all the bells and whistles and the trimmings, but none of the actual meat. Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like a beautiful, perfectly cooked, browned turkey skin with no turkey meat or bones. Do you know what I mean? It was just a sort of...
Just full of potatoes, which is something that Mike actually ate in Berlin.
I bought those. It was an act of hubris. I bought these headphones without Ben's advice. They turned out to be absolutely atrocious. Mm. You could hear... They were actively destructive, weren't they, to the podcast. You could hear... We worked out that sound travels like water up and down tubes. So that essentially, the sound...
You worked out
sound liquid. If you imagine the sound liquid that comes out of my mouth into the mic, that then gets channeled through the internet up through...
Which is a series of tubes,
A series of tubes. That sound liquid gets pumped around the country, up through your tubes, into your ears, Mike and Ben. You talk your sound liquid out into your microphone tubes.
Yeah.
and that gets pumped around the country in the same sort of way. But what was happening was the liquid from your sound tubes was coming through my ears and leaking out of my ears back down my mouth.
Yeah, we had a sort of sound cordial.
Yeah.
So we were kind of getting sound Ribena then.
Exactly, yeah. You had a really nasty, sort of gloopy, dark brown sound sort of like.
It was essentially like a sort of backed up toilet of sound water.
Yeah. So 10 episodes, I managed to return them, luckily, got my money back. And then I went back to my old headphones, which where the earpieces actually fall off every so often. I waited for enough time for the emotions to cool down, and then I emailed Ben.
You didn't check the old emails, you just started from scratch.
I'm not...
You're not worried about Ben's Ben's time?
There are two types of people in the world. There are the people that go that check the information from the old email, and there are the people that ask for the information again in a new email.
And to be fair to Henry, headphones are a bleeding edge technology. It could have changed in the last 3 months.
Exactly. So anyway, I asked him again. He sent me the link again. Same link as before.
Oh yeah, totally unchanged.
Clicked on it. I think they got up by about £6, but and I bought them. But I think it was a good moment. It closed that story for us, didn't it, Ben? Emotionally, like it was me saying you were right. I'm sorry, my lord.
Well, I think it's when you put these headphones on your ears. I think the circle will be closed, and we will know peace.
And they snap shut and instantly crush your head to a sliver.
I shouldn't have asked him for the link.
You got the bear trap version.
Okay, so anyway, let's do it. An audio deboxing, an audio pod unboxing.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon, we've done a pretty decent build-up, I would say.
Pretty sure this is the first. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Do you want us to kind of remain silent during the unboxing? Or
no, you can whoop. Mm-hmm. maybe some sort of American college-style...
Go Pumas!
So as you can see, how do you describe that? It's a rectangular...
It's quite glossy, isn't it?
It's a glossy oblong. It's got sort. What's the design? Is sort of futurist, quite sort of techno brutalist. Would you say?
I'll take it. Yeah,
it's a close up of some headphones.
The Audio Technica ATH40X
professional monitor headphones. Casque de contrôle professionnel.
Cask strength.
So these have been cask aged, haven't they?
So these are
sherry barrels.
These are draft earphones.
These are draft earphones. These would have been barreled in 1977.
Mm-hmm. In Bury St. Edmunds.
And they also would have been buried in peat, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
For the first 10 years.
The box seems to be... it's a bit of a challenge for you.
Yes. I tell you what, I've actually got a form of sort of box. I've got a sort of unboxing, package opening disorder, actually,
right.
which causes quite a lot of problems in my household, which is, I don't know if either of you have this. I'm very bad at opening packages of rice, nuts, flour, sugar, anything. I just struggle to get my head around how to open it.
Floor level in your kitchen is about 3 foot higher than it was when you moved in, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of detritus. What happens is I can't work it out. I get very, very frustrated, and I just rip it open, and then we're scattering, rice and M&Ms and stuff. Anyway, right, I'm gonna unhinge the bottom. Sorry, this has been going on too long.
It's a nice sound.
Yeah. So that's. Do you get? Do you think we got that sound?
Oh, yeah.
That's that.
The main lift sound is gonna be really nice.
So it's a lovely clean, glossy sort of varnished.
Varnished mahogany box with the word Jumanji written on top.
Series of riddles to open the clasp.
Brass hinges. Okay. We've got a diamond encrusted rat skull which contains a small rolled up map.
The finger bone of an 8th century sorcerer.
Will you be reading the warranty in full to the listener, Henry?
In all 14 languages?
That feels like a Patreon.
That's a Patreon.
feels like a Patreon bonus. And here they are. Here they are. Look at them. Lying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to take lying an image of this like so we can share this with the listener. Can you hold up the box?
Should I hold up the box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Great.
Have you done a screen save? Yeah. Nice. And they look at them. You know what they look like? They've got that plasticky look, like they've been in cryogenic storage or something, haven't they? They've been asleep.
Yeah.
Because of the plastic on them. And they're going to be roused now.
They might have been preserved for millennia, but from an extraterrestrial civilization.
Yes. Well, they do have a mysterious, quite non-human looking symbol, don't they?
It does,
that
yeah.
That triangle.
Yeah.
Right. What's that about? What does that mean? So they are covered in that lovely plasticky see-through thing. Shall I just yank that off to de-sheath them?
De-sheath,
yeah.
That didn't come off. there was some resistance there. But they're fighting it. It's not always an easy birth.
Yeah.
They've been living in a very warm
environment. If you look in the bottom of the box, there should be a set of forceps. And you could...
and a fully trained nurse.
And it's two sheaths. The first sheath... Again, it's really fighting. This is a bit like birthing a calf. Have you ever done that? It's quite hard. But it's quite a privilege at the same time, isn't it, to witness it, this moment. There you go. And they're out. Look at them. Oh, listen to that. The first time...
The first snap of a hinge as you push it the wrong way.
The first breakage of these supple young bones, which... I can sort of bend them into any shape now, and that's what they'll be like. That's what they'll grow up into. Hang on. Oh, I've got some
very
nice.
Noisy earphones, okay. Aren't they?
They're quite good, aren't they? My only drawback I can feel with them is that they both earphones face the same way, yeah. So I'd need front-facing ears. Or at least both my ears would have to be much more aligned.
Bluebell could use them, probably.
Bluebell could use them. I need to give that a hard crank. Hard crank, right?
No, 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 no. Very, very few things in the world that benefit from a hard crank, right? Very few things.
Oh, it's a soft. Well, I tell you what, I can do the soft, soft crank.
You seem to have got yourself some Rubik's earphones.
if I do the soft crank left,
no,
I've
don't
got,
crank.
I would need to have. I need to have two heads.
Both your headphones are now facing directly outwards. They were facing forwards.
Facing outwards. I think if Ben was in the Southern Hemisphere, his head might be able to work. You know what? I think it's about the downward twist.
No, Ben? Don't twist. Just turn them inwards like that.
Okay. Because I was thinking if I was to stand on one and try and yank it out of its socket, I could probably, you know the way they say, I need to break your arm to then get it back in again.
No one's ever said that.
No. Or sometimes I'll say, I need to break your arm to get through this passage. I'm going to have to break your arm. That does sometimes happen. Normally you choose to go around the other way.
So, no. you're almost there. So now from this point and turn them inwards. Yes, inwards. Yes, 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 yes.
Whoa.
Oh, he's done it. He's done it.
Oh, whoa.
But no. That's not right, is it?
How? They're facing the right way now. But I'd have to have the head.
Your head needs to be no more than 1 inch in width.
I'd have to have a 1 inch wide head. Okay. I'm feeling it now.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being with me on that journey, Ben. I think you did save those headphones. Okay, that's looking good, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me they're wireless, are you?
No, they've got a wire. You just need to put the wire in.
Okay.
I think if it's the same as mine, I think they come with a selection of two wires. You can have a curly wire or a straight wire.
I'm sensing... Like any good technical purchase.
Luxury pleather.
There's a faux leather pouch out. Oh, lovely. Nice brass jack. So what we could do now is, I was thinking would be quite good, is to go from one to the other live.
Yeah. Okay.
As it were. And then therefore hear, or at least me hear the difference. Yeah. And therefore, if I'm going to hear the difference... This whole thing isn't just for me, is it? That would feel quite selfish. Presumably, that's going to improve something about the product, is it? About our product?
I think that's a stretch.
Well, I think if I'm hearing you clearer, there'll be something just a bit more snappy and a bit more.
You might be more comfortable.
You'll really find your A game.
Well, I'll just slap them on then. Yeah. So it's time to say goodbye to these headphones that have seen me through.
Yep.
70 episodes.
Like the pious.
quite a few episodes of Three Bean Salad. Okay, here we go.
Okay, those earphones are now nothing more than a cat toy. He's priming the jack. He's shoving it in. He's live.
Is everyone okay?
Well, for a minute, then you went completely silent.
Oh. I was in the I was in the sort of podcast ether for a second. I was in the sort of no man's zone. I was in sort of
it was tense.
Pod state zero.
How are we sounding?
You sound good.
Yeah,
Ben.
Has it removed my nasality?
No, but it's making me understand your nasality more.
Okay,
Ben.
Yes, Henry.
Finally, the real Ben.
Can you hear me, Henry?
Loud and clear. You sound in full lascivious glory.
Ding dong.
These have high sensitivity to lasciviousness, don't they?
They do. That's it.
That's one of their things.
Yeah.
No, that sounds really good. They're quite unforgiving. They're quite rubbery, aren't they? I feel like I've been put into a safe, secure sort of harness. Like I'm about to do a bungee or a scuba dive or something. I feel like it's not going to feel good, but you're going to be safe, mate. Right? The main thing is we want you walking out of this alive. Yeah.
You think you could be picked up by a sort of heavy duty dock unloading crane.
Yeah. Listen, mate.
Remember, if you get cold, you just piss in your headphones. That's what you do.
So I operate the crane. I drop you onto the industrial container, and then it's you and the high seas, mate. And that's what this is about. We don't know where the cargo ship's going. That's the whole point. Yeah.
Wow. That was exciting. Thank you, Henry.
That was great radio.
That was terrific radio.
No worries, guys. And I feel like I'm ready for a brand new series now. I tell you, it feels good.
I think actually, just genuinely, that they'll break in a bit. They'll soften.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it like a nice pair of leather shoes?
I think you
or
just
whatever?
Have to keep them in vinegar overnight in the fridge.